whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019. The number to call. Get back to the calls in a second. And before we get to the Knicks here, I should have you know that my partner was listening during that break to Let It Go from Frozen.
I had to go on my own little sentimental journey as well.
Okay.
I don't hide the fact that I love those songs.
I respect it.
That's not my only one. We could build a snowman. I mean, there's a lot of songs from that soundtrack that I love.
Just there's a softer side of you as well.
100%. Yeah. No, the only difference is...
I mean, Let It Go, my Frozen.
All right, I'll just let it go. Oh, I think you meant that.
No.
I mean, it's... I love it.
It's a good song, but
it's a great movie. It's about a little girl finding her way because of what she was hiding with the Frozen thing.
Well, what do you think Wicked's about? It's a little girl.
I don't know exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Just trust me on this.
I don't really know.
You got to watch. Not about a witch. Anyway, all right. So how about the Knicks last night? To me, this was a... I hate to say it, BT, but just another meaningless regular season game against a team who's clearly tanking on the year, whether they're actually tanking or, I'm not saying they're trying to lose every single game, but they're built to lose every single game in the Nets. There is no rivalry. It does nothing for me in that building especially. And the Knicks aren't clicking, which is annoying the crap out of me, too. Like, the Knicks aren't playing a great brand of basketball. That to me, was a nothing game last night at Barclays.
Yeah, I mean, it's a two-point game with 5 minutes to go. The Nets are awful, and the Knicks are supposed to be a little bit past where they are right now. You know, yeah, it's January, and, you got a couple of guys a little bit banged up, and the rotation still needs to sort itself out. So we're not going to go bonkers on a four-point win here in latest January, but... bigger picture, and it's funny because, when I talk about this with some of my buddies who are real big Knicks fans, I mean guys who have been dug in since not only the 90s, but even some of them going back to the 80s because of our age, right? And the one common denominator that many of us share is that we're just not enjoying this team as much. Like, when you say, hey, I feel you, that's a common way to respond, you understand, yeah, I feel you, I know what you mean, I feel you. Like, we felt that Knicks team last year. We felt them. We connected to, we felt... like they were a perfect embodiment of not only, a team, not finally they were good, first and foremost, but they also were a modern embodiment of previous Knicks teams. They were tough, they were great, now much better offensively and much deeper, I think, but they were just, they took us on a ride that was very relatable, a little sentimental, and very powerful. And I love all the guys on the team, and most of the guys are still here. But I don't feel the same connection to him I had last year because the guys who had who held it together in large part are no longer here. I'm not saying it can't change, but for me and for many others, it definitely feels different.
Okay, but you exchange that for a team that is better.
But I don't know that they're better. I don't know that they're better.
You don't think that they could go further than... Now, whether they do or not, I mean, the Knicks team last year had its cap. This year's cap is the World Championship. An NBA title.
I don't think that's the cap yet. They got to get Mitchell Robinson back.
I'm not saying they're going to win the NBA title.
I know you're not.
I'm saying that they legitimately can based on their talent, whereas last year, they couldn't. They didn't have that talent last year.
Well, that I agree with, but let's not dilute the circumstances. OG basically had his hamstring rip off his bone. They were not perfect. They were a great story. They kind of came out of nowhere, even though they were a little dribs and drabs the year before that. But last year, they took a quantum leap forward, energized all of us. I think I'll put it this way, Sal. This will tell you all you need to know about how I feel about the Knicks right now. Now, today, at this moment, I would bet, and I wouldn't want to do this, but if I had to do something like this, I would bet that the Knicks don't even get as far as they got last year. Meaning, I don't even think they get to a game 7 in round 2 the way they're set up right now.
Okay.
They got there last year and they had 3 guys who were hurt.
And now, I would rather have the potential to go further than last year's fun. Now, it was fun. You're right. There was a connection there. They were Warriors. We battled with them every single night. The postseason series, obviously, they fell short. Injuries, lack of talent, whatever. This year is not going to be as fun. Maybe they don't go as far. But they still could go further based on their talent. I'd rather take that chance and look at the Mets. It's the same exact thing. I guarantee you, last year's little engine that could, grimace, OMG Mets, are not going to be, quote unquote, as fun in the way that that was a year ago, but they're better. And with Juan Soto, the expectations have changed, certainly, but they're better. And they have the potential to go further. I still don't think they're on the level of the Dodgers or the top teams. We'll see how it plays out. I like their chances better with Soto in the lineup versus what they had a year ago, even minus Pete. But you see what I'm saying?
I think it's a pretty interesting point. I would only push back and say that when a basketball team is different year to year versus a baseball team being different year to year, I think that it's more noticeable and less enjoyable if the difference is not positive in basketball because of style of play. Like, to me, Jalen Brunson doesn't even quite feel the same for me right now. And he hasn't all year. I know he's got good numbers. I know he's been good. But I think he's been a little less than last year, a little bit.
Is it because points are much easier to come by for this team overall?
Well, no. I think it's the opposite. I think it's more that last year they just seemed more committed to stopping teams. And that, to me, is a character thing.
Brunson was never a good defensive player.
No, and he never will be.
So does his scoring or his strengths get minimized on a team where they could score 140 a night when they're going well?
An interesting point, too. Like, yeah, when you're trying to score 110 versus 125, the guy who's going to get you a 30-40 burger is going to be elevated. No, that's a very, very good point. I know what you mean. I agree. But to me, the character comes out in how you play defense, not during offense. Anybody could play offense. You know, I mean, not anybody, but a lot of teams could fill it up with the defensive indifference. And, you know, a lot of teams could shoot threes these days. It's a special team. I think it's just a different identity, and it's a different relatability, and it's a different connection when a team is more defensive oriented. And this team is winning not as much. I wish they should have a few more wins, and they beat up on bad teams. I just don't feel great about the Knicks. I've said this really all season.
Unfortunately, the way that the league is going, I think that this was a necessary evil. I'm with you. I'd rather have a defensive team that you could relate to, a grinded out team. That's what they were even before Brunson got here.
Yeah.
When Tibbs first got here, I liked that team with Reggie Bullock and obviously Randall leading the way, like those type guys. There was something about the way they grinded out victories night in, night out. But eventually, in today's NBA, you need to have what the Knicks have offensively. Anybody on the floor could score at any moment from anywhere on the floor. Mm-hmm. Right now, when Mitchell Robinson comes back, it'll be a different story.
Yep.
And maybe that'll be the missing piece to this team. But I think that this is a necessary evil to try to be a championship contender.
Listen, the only thing that I would say is, like, last year when the Knicks were on, like, I would hit the remote with a different energy.
Yeah.
This year it's like, all right, let me see what the Knicks are doing.
Yeah,
it's a little different.
I hit the remote to go to a different channel.
Yeah, you want
to
watch Wicked again.
Yeah. PT and Sal, all the fan. We still have to get into the Hall of Fame stuff from yesterday. Didn't do that. And the coaching carousel. Ben Johnson addressed the media today, has some interesting things to say. Also, the Jaguars opening, maybe not as appealing as some would think, even with Trevor Lawrence in place. So we could have some fun with that conversation as well. PT and Sal on the fan.